Blog Talk Radio.
My wonderful and precious brothers and sisters in the Lord. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing well. Well, we're back into the routine of daily manna. Thank God that the electricity is back on. We're back in our regular schedule, and we're one day behind, but I'll make it up on Saturday. And, of course, let's turn to our outline. We're looking at Thursday, April the 21st. Thursday, April 21st. We want to focus on the text 34:11, which reads like this. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep. Search my sheep. I will look for my sheep. I will launch a comprehensive search for my sheep. Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, again, we praise you. We honor you. Thank you, Lord, for making us your sheep. We are your sheep, the blood of Jesus. We are your own. We love you for redeeming us. We love you for giving us the new birth, for granting us eternal life, for adopting us into your family, whereby we turn to you each day and cry, Abba, Father. Bless us, Lord. Holy Spirit, take over this class. Take over this class, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us to all truth, we pray. In the wonderful and glorious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. On Monday, we focused on the word search. We'll both search my sheep. Notice that the word search in your outline is in purple. It's in bold, it's in large letters, and it's in purple. That's the word that we focused on. It comes from the Hebrew verb, which means to do a thorough search, to seek out diligently, to go door to door, to follow every lead, to find who or what is lost. God has made a pledge after that bad shepherds have scattered the sheep that he himself will get personally involved and launch a thorough search to find all the redeemed that belong to him. Search. Then yesterday we looked at the word my. If you go to your outline on page 1, Wednesday, April 20th, it says, I, even I, both search my sheep. And we focused yesterday on how the sheep belong to God. They don't belong to the pastor. No, they don't belong to me. They're not mine. They don't belong to the church. They belong to the Lord. In fact, let me just show you a very interesting scripture. Go to Acts chapter 11, the book of Acts. I want you to see this, but you got to turn there to see it. Acts chapter 11. In Acts chapter 11, it says, let's start reading at verse number 20. Acts 11:20. And some of them men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. Notice, they were preaching nothing but Jesus. Verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Notice, they didn't turn unto the pastors, or they didn't turn to the preachers. They didn't become followers of the preachers. They didn't become followers of the church, per se. It says, they turned to the Lord. They didn't turn to the apostles. They didn't turn to the church, which was at Jerusalem, the mother church. They turned to the Lord. Why did they turn to the Lord? Because they are his sheep. He saved them. He redeemed them. So this is why they turn to the Lord, because now he is their spiritual shepherd. They turned to to Jesus in faith. So when the Lord says, I will both search my sheep, the emphasis is that the sheep belong to him. And we should never forget that. Those of us who lead God's flock, they're not our sheep. We've been given an assignment. We've been given a stewardship. God puts in our hands 100 sheep, and we better return to him 100 sheep. They're his sheep. He owns them. How did he come to owning them? His son paid the price with blood. That's how they were bought. That's how they were purchased. Not with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Have they been redeemed? Today, Thursday, I want to focus on the word sheep. I will both search my sheep. Who are the sheep? Who are the sheep? The sheep are the redeemed. The sheep are the saved. The sheep are the what? The born again. The born again. The born again. God uses this figurative language to describe people whom he is in covenant with. He's their covenant God. He is their heavenly Father. He is their good shepherd, his sheep, those who have been changed. Now, what were they changed from? If they're now sheep, and they were not sheep before they came to Christ. When you look at people walking down the street, when you look at people, you can probably peg them with an animal name. If you study them well, you can say, okay, this one here is a goat. This one here is a dog. This one here is a swine. This one here is a wolf. This one here is a viper. This one here is a fox. Brother Torres, how could you put those labels on people? How could you say that, Brother Torres? Well, I've read the Gospels. And these are the things that Jesus called the unsaved. Now, the saved are always called sheep. They're always called sheep. The saved, the redeemed, those who belong to God, they are his sheep. But the unsaved fall under different animal categories. For example, let's turn to Matthew chapter 7. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 6, Jesus says this to his disciples and to those who were listening to the Sermon on the Mount. He says this in Matthew 7, 6, "Give not that which is holy unto the dogs," calls some people dogs. "Neither cast your pearls before" what? "Swine or pigs." Some people are considered, spiritually speaking, to be pigs. Another scripture that you may want to attach this Matthew 7, 6 to is 2 Peter 2:22. 2 Peter 2:22. So Jesus, in referring to some people, calls them dogs. In referring to other people, he calls them pigs. Now, of course, today's lesson is not about telling you what are all the characteristics of a dog and what are all the characteristics of a pig, by which you can determine this person is this and not that. That's not today's lesson. Today's lesson is just to point out that Jesus referred to people by animal labels. He categorized sinners by labeling them or giving them the names of certain animals. So notice, sheep, whenever the Bible speaks of sheep, it's referring to the redeemed, the saved. God is going to gather, God is going to bring back into the church the saved that have been abused, that have been mishandled, that have been driven out of the church by these wicked pastors. God is bringing them back. Humans, the other members of society, spiritually speaking, God views them as either dogs or pigs. In Matthew 7:15, let's go to Matthew 7:15, Jesus says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. In other words, they masquerade as the redeemed. They want you to believe that they're saved, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. So notice, dogs are different from wolves. Oh, they're vastly different. So you have dogs, you have swine, you have wolves. Then in Matthew 12, let's go to Matthew 12. In Matthew 12, Jesus speaks of vipers. Some people, some unsaved, Jesus refers to them as what? Vipers. In Matthew 12, 34, he says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Vipers. Some people are just snakes in the grass. Jesus says this again in Matthew 23, 33. Matthew 23, 33, he says this, you serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Jesus is speaking to people. So notice, some people, Jesus looks at them and says, you remind me of a dog, spiritually speaking. To others, he says, I would put you in the category of spiritual pigs. To others, he looks at them and says, I would classify you as a spiritual wolf. To others, he says, I would classify you as spiritual vipers. In Luke, chapter 13, verse 32, Jesus, speaking of Herod Antipas, says this of him, and Jesus said unto them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cure today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Go tell that fox. Go tell that cunning politician, Herod. Go tell that politician that is full of deceit, who like a fox behaves as though he is your friend, but the opportune moment he will swallow you and gulp you down like a fox will gulp down a baby chick. Go tell that fox. Go tell that opportunistic, deceitful ruler. So notice, some people are foxes, some people are vipers, some people are wolves, some people are dogs, some people are swine, and also some people are goats. In Matthew 25, Matthew 25:32, well, let's start reading on verse 31. And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep. Notice, a shepherd has sheep, but he separates the sheep from the goat. The sheep are the saved, the goats are the unsaved. So notice, this is Jesus' vocabulary. These are Jesus' designations. Jesus calls some dogs. He calls some swine. He calls some wolves. He calls some vipers. He calls some foxes. And he calls others goats. Jesus. So he says, even I will search out my redeemed. My brothers and sisters, we can rebuild Grace Church. Listen to me. Listen to me. If we went after all the people who are church hurt alone, we're not talking about the unsaved. If we would identify all the people that have been hurt by pastors, all the people who have been driven out of churches through bad leadership, If we were to go after all the persons that have been abused when they went to church, and if we were to regather them under the leadership of our God, with those people alone, we would fill Grace Church 3-4 times over. That's how many people have been abused. And we're not even talking about the unsaved yet. We're just talking about going after the saved who have been maligned, who have been beaten down. This is God's intention. I, the Lord, even I, will search my sheep. We would have a packed house 3-4 times over. I'm convinced of that. Because one of the leading, one, listen, you ask, you do a survey. If you're curious, go do a survey. Ask each pastor, how many people you have in your church? Ask them. And I, listen, I'm not saying this to beat up on pastors. I'm just stating it as a fact. You look at these churches, how empty they are. Something happened. Something went wrong. Decades, if not years, of mismanagement and abuse has been allowed to go on. And God is searching today for his sheep. God is determined to turn the tide on this situation. God is determined to do or take corrective measures. God is determined to build up his flock again. As long as we follow the Bible, as long as we do it God's way and not our way, we shall have the Lord on our side. So remember, he is searching for his sheep. He's looking, that's where he's starting out. That's where we need to start out. Before we try to go and win souls, before we try to go and win the saved, the unsaved, before we try to go and try to bring back or try to bring in, if you will, those who never knew the Lord, we should start where Jesus started. He went looking for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, we have two more scriptures. Let's go to Matthew 15. Matthew 15, real quick. In dealing with a woman who he classified as a dog, Jesus is talking to a woman, and he calls her a dog. He says, this is your spiritual classification. Let's read in Matthew 15, 21. Jesus said that to a woman? Yes, he did. Then Jesus went from thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. I'm on Matthew 15, 21. And behold, the woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she is crying after us. She's making noise. She's making a ruckus. She's drawing attention. She's embarrassing us, Lord. Tell her to go away. In verse number 24, and Jesus answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. See, he's telling her, listen, my mission right now, my starting point right now, where I'm beginning to do the work right now, is I'm going after all the sheep that have been abused by the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the high priest, the chief priests, the scribes, all of those religious leaders who have abused of my people. I'm going to gather those people again. I am sent, but only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she came and she worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he said unto, he answered and said, it is not meet or legal or proper for me to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. See, he's saying, listen, I'm not in covenant with you. I'm in covenant with my spiritual children. You don't serve me. You have not come to me.
You're not a sheep. You're classified. I classify you as a dog. That's what Jesus says. You're unsaved. I'm here to minister to the saved. I'm in covenant with the saved. I pledge care to the saved, to those who follow me. All right, here's another scripture. John 10. John 10, as we close. John 10. I'm telling you, if we start out by going and bringing back the abused, we would have a packed house. And you see, I told you in the past that I would always do things the way Jesus told us to do things. And this is where we start. John 10:14. He says, this is Jesus speaking, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and my sheep know me. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. That's Jesus. See, he loves his sheep. He lays down his life for the sheep. He knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. You see, the focus is God caring for his covenant people. He's not caring for goats. He's not caring for dogs. He's not caring for swine. He's not caring for wolves or vipers or foxes. No, they are not under his care. He cares. The church is made up of sheep. And if any goats try to come into the church, if any dogs try to come into the church and gain membership, if any swine apply for membership or vipers or foxes, it is our duty to discern who they are, spiritually speaking, and not admit them into fellowship. For the good shepherd only shepherds sheep. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for today. We know what you're doing, and we're on board with it. Why? Well, because we're your people. And you are Adonai, Jehovah. You are the boss. This is your work. And we're to do your work your way. So bless us, Lord. At some point, when we bring in all the lost sheep of the house of God, then we can go to the goats and the dogs and the swine and the wolves and the vipers and the foxes and try to get them to come to you. But right now we're to start with the lost sheep of the house of God. Bless us, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Saints, I'll be back tomorrow, Friday, to give you lesson number 4. And because we had a blackout day, I got to come back to you on Saturday and give you lesson number 5. God bless you. May the Lord keep you and bless you and watch over you till we meet again. Is there trouble anywhere?